In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, it's Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for rolling with us today. Lots of good stuff to get to. Jerry Jones at 1 o'clock, but in honor of the great fan of anniversary party that's going down tomorrow at Texas Live. We want all Tolos to come. It's free from noon to four. We're going to have incredible college football on the tubes. We're going to be drinking beer with you, and the guest lineup is incredible. We got round tables. I know on the round table with me, it's me and Shippy and Fish, and we've got Jalen Smith and Willie Calhoun.
Yeah, and then Ed Belfour and Craig Ludwig.
That's incredible. And then aren't you and Spittle going to do a Q&A with them, right?
Yeah, so while Willie Calhoun is on with you guys, I'll go with Spittle over to the Q&A area, and Craig Ludwig and Ed Belfour will be answering questions from the fans.
Another cool element, I don't know if we've talked about it enough, and there's going to be Jim Jeffcoat, Charles Haley, guys like that are going to be there.
Man.
The boxer, we got a lot of boxing fans. Sean Porter,
yes,
just lost to Errol Spence.
Right.
It'll be kind of interesting. But, you know, Texas Life, if you haven't been, go out there and hang out. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But also going to check out the new progress in the ballpark as well. We haven't really talked about that.
No.
And you're going to see it coming together up close in person if you can, if you haven't, and it'll be a good time to do it with all your fan buddies.
Ah, that's really good. I love the idea of Belfour and Ludwig with the hockey sweaters.
Yeah.
Sweaters forever.
Yeah.
Love it. All right, let's now get to our first round of the best of Ben and Skin as we look back at this last decade of the fan being on the air. What do you got for us, Tizzle?
Yeah, I just kind of ran through it. Now, this time, you lost a bet one time in which you had to interview your mom with awkward questions.
Oh, man. That was
Ben
so
and
bad.
I selected the questions that you had to ask. We had a bunch, and then you kind of chopped it down. So here's a little clip of your interview with your mother with some inappropriate questions. And here's a little bit of the context. You were asking her, you said that you had to fill out like a HR work survey type thing.
Okay.
You know, for the company. They're making everyone do it.
All right.
Because of the climate change.
Yep.
Things like that. Yeah. So here's some of the questions. And you were just calling to ask your mom for advice. Like, is this okay that these are questions HR is making us answer?
What bra size is too big on a woman?
Well, I've heard people complain about when the strap cuts the shoulder, and that's going into women that are endowed, like double Ds, and, you know, that's absurd.
Monsterjug.net.
Oh, my God, son. Well, yeah, I mean, I cannot, but Jeff, they're going to get, they can't ask these kind of questions.
They do. This is, and seriously, I don't know, you have to, you know, it's fill in the blank stuff.
Oh, okay, let's go there.
Okay, what's a bone?
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Okay, what is salad tossing?
I have no idea. Did you just say salad toss?
Yeah.
Ah, toss a salad. I'm sure that's not what, I mean, that's what it means to me.
Yeah, no, I think they're just doing like a psychological exam.
Okay, yeah. So,
I forgot that existed.
So intense.
You and Ben are bad people.
They're real bad. You should have won the bet. You should have won the bet.
Dude, there was a point in time where my kids looked at me as the guy that always loses bets. Hold on, Mom. I remember Dez going, why do you always lose bets?
You lost a lot.
I lost a lot.
Let's go to...
We lose to China.
Now, this is one of the great Ben bits that he would always do. Kind of the never-ending question thing with a caller on the phone. So this is pretty good.
Like I said, I don't have nothing against homosexuals.
What'd he say?
He said, yeah, I know it's not right because I don't have two dads.
So what'd you say? What'd you say to that?
And then I told him, well, yeah, because a woman is the only other person on the only person in this world who can reproduce.
And so what'd he say to that? How did he respond when you told him that?
He just kind of was like, well, yeah, I'm going to get me a wife one day.
And so what'd you say?
Like, I'm going to get a husband.
What'd you say?
And I told him, damn right.
What'd he say?
He just laughed. But, you know, I told him, damn right, you're going to get married to a woman.
And what'd he say? You know? What'd he say when you told him that?
I mean, all he could do was laugh, and he was like, I'll never do that.
And what'd you say? What'd you say when he told you that?
I basically told him, I don't ever want to see you do that.
What did he say? How did he respond?
I won't. I mean,
and what'd you say when he said I won't?
Good.
And what'd you say?
And then what did I say after that?
Yeah.
That was pretty much the end of the conversation.
Oh. Then what'd y'all do?
Then what'd y'all do?
That's a great follow-up.
God, it's pretty great.
Please tell me every banal moment of your entire day.
Now, we used to have a segment on the show called The Love Shack, where ladies would call in and talk about their man problems. And one of the segments, this is one of the times where Ben's, we got the call screen. So basically you have 10 callers, their name and location is on this computer. And this is back before Ben wore readers. And he struggled with this one.
Oh, this is so great.
All right, let's go to Busty. Busty on line six.
Rusty.
I think it's Rusty.
Rusty.
Hey, guys, it's me, Busty.
Rusty. Look at these things. Rusty in North Richland Hills.
They're big.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up?
Guys, it was just normal calls, I guess. It wasn't the Love Shack.
Wow, we were taking calls, huh?
Rusty and Busty.
Man.
Also, another Love Shack introduction that Ben failed at, and it's led to the way we talk about this great town in our Metroplex.
Let's go to Sandra in Fort Worth, representing Fort Worth. What's up, Sandra?
Yes. What the hell was that?
Thought I had a nickname for Fort Worth. I really didn't have one. Funky Town.
You just grunted Fort Worth. Oh,
hey, Sandra. Fort Worth. Sandra, hold on. Would you mind if we started over with you?
Yeah. Man, Shippy sounded so different back then. Yeah.
He sounded more churchy.
Yeah.
Real
representing
churchy.
Fort Worth.
Speaking of Shippy.
That's a great nickname, by the way.
Now, Skin, I think you were going to the Mavs game for this one.
Okay.
But it was another Love Shack, and we were trying to get in the mood, you know?
Yep.
And just kind of everyone kind of talking their bassy voice, and Shippy... I don't know if Shippy's got good pillow talk.
When it's ladies' night, you got to talk to the ladies. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you like to do it. We like to sex up our voice a little bit. We kind of lower our voice and say, hey, girl, a lot. Right, KT?
That's right, Ben. Yeah. Let's get naked and talk sports.
Oh, I don't like that part.
Check Shippy. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good.
All right, this is weird.
It just sounds like Shippy is just slow when he says that.
Shippy's had a head injury.
CBS is an equal opportunity employer.
Good point.
Good point. Shippy.
All right, everybody shut up.
All right.
God, I miss when we were CBS.
Let's go to Barbecue's Galore. As most of you know, it's not a barbecue aisle, it's a barbecue store.
I've always said that.
So
I've always said that perfectly.
Yeah. Let's see.
And remember to tell them that at Barbecue's Galore, you're there because it's a barbecue stove, not a barbecue aisle. They changed their whole marketing campaign after they heard that. They're like, man, that gold right there.
Can you do that again, please?
And remember to tell them that at Barbecue's Galore, you're there because it's a barbecue stove, not a barbecue aisle.
Yeah. Look, now I know, look, there's a lot of people who are out there in the world working real jobs, whether it be an office or maybe it's labor. Mm-hmm. So, look,
Mason,
I just want to give it a shout out to you guys, you know?
Thanks, man.
And ladies. I will say, it is sometimes tough, you know? You get these words on a little train track going, and sometimes the words start hopscotching each other. You can't piece it together. It's just a brain fart.
I didn't see anything wrong with any of that. I thought I was nailing that.
So, here, I'll put myself under the fire a little bit.
I don't think you should.
Going around the NFL mm-hmm. one time, and I had to report on Fletcher Cox of the Eagles had just been signed to a new long-term deal.
I remember this. This was a great sports talk.
I was just kind of breaking it down. What's interesting, though, is Fletcher Cox of the Eagles, he got $27.3 million up front in his deal.
Okay.
Fletcher, one of the best Fletcher Cox, dump it. Fletcher Cox, one of the best defensive tackles.
I didn't hear what you missaid.
Fletcher Cox.
What do you want me to do? Flex my what? We talking football? You want me to flex my what?
Okay, so he got 27.3 guaranteed.
All right, you're such listening to live coverage of the Fletcher Cox story.
It's even weirder.
Flex my what?
That music pumping in the background.
Hey, is that a good description of what that music's doing? It's not playing. That music is pumping.
And I don't know. So I'd forgotten this existed. Someone texted this in 877-881-1053. It may be too difficult to find.
Okay. Fletcher,
but that spot you did with Emily Jones for manscaping.
Oh, yeah. That might be hard to find.
God, that was so good.
But it may not be hard to find.
You'll see.
But it's not on the preliminary list right here. Remember back when we started, at least when I joined the show in 2013, and you know, when you anywhere you go, you get to a new location, whether it be a restaurant or anything, you're trying to get Wi-Fi, be a problem. Well, this is early. This is probably the first week that I had worked with you guys, and Ben was having Wi-Fi issues up on the 12th floor back in the old prep room. You know, he's just like, hey, I haven't been in this building, you know, so like trying to get connected, and he couldn't open up his Twitter, and he was mad at Twitter. He couldn't get his password in, and he was having Wi-Fi issues, and it was big computer issues, and here he is getting blocked out of Twitter and can't get in.
I don't know what you want from me. Where do you want the number? Do you want a space?
I don't understand why you have so
much. No, don't beat your computer up. Stop.
To his computer.
He started fighting his computer.
Now, one of the people always talked about Game of Thrones this year as it wrapped up. Skin has seen about 10 minutes of one episode.
And but it was the best 10 minutes of all time, right?
It was when Prince Oberyn fought the mountain, if you're familiar with that. If you're not, great. Well, then Skin gave you a pretty good recap of one of the most insane episodes of Game of Thrones.
In Minute Thy Mountain, I am the Baryshnikov from the West, who sailed the seas to come and conquer thou. And then he's like, say it, say it. And then the midget's like, no, dude, just finish him off. And he's like, no, say it, I'm the cocky from the East. And then the Mountain, Mountain, who was dead, reached up, grabbed this dude. He squeezed the guy's head until his melon exploded. And he squeezed it. Dude, you're going to die for talking like that, a Mountain. And he pushed his eyeballs in, and then the head exploded, and then they both died. And then everyone suddenly goes, oh, thou Gameth of Thrones, bummer. They both died and the melon exploded. Bring on the dragon and the elves with the boobs and the merriment begins. And then the dwarf was like, oh, S. And then it ended.
And then it ended.
I forgot like about that ending with the dwarf.
Now, I've done, in my time here, a couple CBS Sports Minutes. They want me to fill in for the national guys.
Yeah, for Rome and the gang?
Yeah, it's Feinstein Boomer. Or whoever it is, right?
God, Feinstein. I love when Boomer reads Wikipedia.
Feinstein. Here's just one of them that I've done in the past.
Love Feinstein's bagel.
Yeah.
They quickly took me off this gig.
Oh, no.
Hey, it's KT here for another CBS Sports Radio Minute. Man, there were a lot of games last night. There were wins. There were losses. Fans attended those games while other fans watched. And Pam Anderson is cured of hepatitis C. Did anyone ever give you Hep C? I wonder what that would be like. If there was a disease to have, Hep C wouldn't make my top five list. And the Stars, how about those guys? When they do good hockey, I forget about my traumatic childhood. Ever had a sandwich? And that's why the sports are happening.
And that's what they want.
Yes.
You know, that hard-hitting energy.
Dude, that is really a sellable commodity right there. That is fantastic.
Cut 12, Shippy. So what we do after the show is we go into a side studio and do the coming up today on the Ben and Skin Show. Coming up tomorrow on the Ben and Skin Show. And one time, Ben farted into the mic on accident.
So good.
It all gets going. It all gets going right after... What is that? It all gets going right after the G-Bag Nation. The Ben and Skin Show, 3 to 7 on 105.3 The Fan.
You son of a...
Yeah, that's great.
That was the most... I mean, I remember that so well.
What?
The back of his pants exploded out towards the wall.
Get a cape for a second.
Now, here is me sucking at live spots.
Sir?
Only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. The website is DraftKings. Oh, my goodness. Oh, we fumbled at the end.
Oh, how did you?
Let's finish the spot.
What?
Right, dump
three,
that, Chippy. 2-1. The website
action.
Is DraftKings.com. See how I got a bunch of attention to the website, DraftKings.com, by intentionally fumbling? Go to break.
Go to break?
This CBS Sports Minute brought to you by
us. I do love that. Go to break.
I do love in our business when someone just demands to go to break.
Two more here. You've back in 2013 or 2014, I was hanging out in Deep Ellum with our good buddy Dodge and Rylan Rowe.
Yeah.
And we were watching some basketball. It was the NBA Finals. It was the Heat Spurs that year.
Yes.
And I was kind of just going around Deep Ellum, and I ran into a guy named Lil Roy.
Lil Roy.
Now, Lil Roy was incredible, and he was carrying this big can of Bud Ice, and he was just walking around, and he wanted to do a little interview. So here's Lil Roy, just a clip from Lil Roy.
What are you doing tonight, partying with that Bud Ice? What's been going on tonight?
Well, I'm actually going to get some weed and getting on the bus and going to the house.
Where are you getting that weed at?
I need some corn. I'm going to the south side.
What happens at the south side?
They just kick it. It's all kind of shit around there. Crackheads, hair run faces, all kind of shit. But me, I'm just going to get the weed.
Is LeBron going to have enough to pull this out?
LeBron's going to act the ass.
He's going to
act the ass.
That's so great.
So funny.
God, I miss Lil Roy.
Yeah. Hope I love, he's doing well.
I love how happy you were to run into him.
He was such a great dude.
Man, if anybody were ever to describe our radio show, I would want them to describe it like this. This came in on the Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Don't remember what segment it was, but KT basically checked out after y'all made a remark about a Garth Brooks concert.
I don't know if that's how it went down.
I think it's
last
exactly
one here, and then we'll
down.
Get to broadest. Find out a little more about Michael Bennett. I thought this was pretty funny. So we're talking to a chick on the Love Shack during that segment. And then Skin jumped in with this really odd thing that he coveted.
We're asking ladies, what's the first thing they notice about a guy and what's the first thing they want a guy to notice? Let's go to Hannah in the beautiful metropolis of Rowlett. Mm. Hannah, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
What's up? God, so yes. Ready. Hey, let's all take turns. Let's just see.
Oh, yes.
I'm in on that. Second.
Hold on.
Second. That's a weird.
Why would you pick second? It's so great.
Why would you pick second?
I cannot wait to replay that for Jerry Jones at 1 o'clock. All right, we do have Jerry Jones at 1 o'clock. We do have a couple more segments throughout the
second.
Show of the best of Ben and Skin as we're getting ready to celebrate Fanniversary tomorrow out there at Texas Live.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.